This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A Hong Kong protester explains why he's willing to cramp the economy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Hong Kong figures out this morning showed growth contracted by 0.4% in the second quarter, slightly more than expected. Protests from June are set to continue this weekend. I've been speaking to protester Victor Y, who runs a small video production company.
I'm running a video production house company with my friend. We support this protest for a long time from the June. We just try everything we could to do something, because everyone knows that the successful of movement is not rely on one group or one hero to do big things, but everybody just do little bit things to put the pressure to the government.
So tell me what you've been doing today, because there are more protests this weekend.
The WhatsApp I got 16th of August, remember to withdraw the money from your bank or put it into the offshore account.
So Victor, you're saying that the protest leaders are telling people to withdraw their cash, to redirect their investments. And you've been to the cash machine today yourself, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been to the cash machine. Actually, I was drawing the money from actually a few days ago. But there's one thing I have to emphasize. There's no leader. There's no leader in this move. But it's like a consensus from all the participants in this movement.
But the idea is basically to cripple Hong Kong economically. I mean, isn't that going to hurt you and all the other people who are involved?
The idea is that to give some impact to the banking system, if like there's 2 million of citizens to draw out about 25,000 Hong Kong dollars in this day, it is powerful enough to make this deposit system to become zero, to draw all the money, so that it will also impact the credit of the banking system.
But we've seen that Hong Kong's growth figures are dropping. We've seen a stimulus package. Doesn't all of this also hurt the people of Hong Kong?
To be honest, the government has already hurt us. Not we hurt ourselves. We are doing this one not because we want to hurt ourselves, but because the government pushed us to this level. This action call from the last week, since there is a nurse shooting by the police, and her eye was blind. We always said that it is a frontline guy fighting the government police force. Now, it is our time for those talking about peaceful, kind protests to do something. This is one of the action.
Do you worry about the threat of Chinese military intervention?
Oh, yeah. Of course, we worried about that. Of course, we worried. But one saying from our promotion poster, you burn us, we burn with you. If we die, we die together. The protesters, they're not stupid. They're really clever, actually. They know that the Chinese government will not send the troops easily, because that means they sentence the death of the one country, two system. It also not only hurt the Hong Kong, but also hurt the Chinese government.
Victor, why there? Let's do the numbers. Hong Kong stocks this week posted their fourth straight weekly decline. In London, stocks are trading now after the open was delayed by about 90 minutes due to a technical glitch. And Cathay Pacific shares are up more than 2% after boss Rupert Hogg resigned. On Monday, he'd warned that airline staff could be fired for supporting or joining, quote, illegal protests in Hong Kong. Fast fashion creates a lot of throwaway clothes, which are then exported to Asia and Africa, ending up in landfills. But some entrepreneurs are finding ways to recycle them. Ijeoma Ndukwe met one trader in Togo's capital of Lomé, who sees himself as the antidote to fast fashion.
It's already a scorching hot morning in Lomé when I pull up at a warehouse in the city suburbs.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm here to meet Amar Ayivi, a vintage clothing retailer based in Paris. This is one of the warehouses he regularly visits when he's in Lomé.
You know, mostly we found the good pieces on the floor here.
Amar comes to the city two or three times a year to source garments for his vintage pop-up shop, Marché Noir, meaning black market in French.
In 1 hour, he's sifted through five huge bags, but he's only found a small pile of items that he can actually sell in Paris.
This is a treasure.
He says he'll pay the supplier 50 cents to 1 euro for a blue worker jacket.
This one, I will sell it 80 euro. And if it was very damaged and used, you can sell it for 150 or 200. For me, I think Marché Noir could be an antidote, yeah, of the fast fashion, because what I'm doing is properly upcycling. All those goods, they're from Europe. They're sending to Africa, and most of them, you see, we don't need it here. And then, okay, I select it with my guys here, and I send it back to Europe and resell it.
A few weeks later, I take the Eurostar train from London to Paris to visit Amar's pop-up boutique. A quick walk up a winding staircase leads me into a light-filled warehouse.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Obviously, I was with you in Lomé as you were sifting through those piles of dusty clothing. And then you walk into this space and it's like a really kind of stylish warehouse space. Everything is like hanging, pressed beautifully.
Yeah, I think what you see in the market in Lomé, most of people, they can't imagine that bringing clothes from Lomé here and present it like this would be possible.
Amar explains that unlike many of the cheap mass-produced fashion items sold by high street retailers, the pieces here are stylish and timeless. Considering fashion is the second most polluting industry in the world, Amar's concept of repackaging African chic from European cast-offs is a novel way to address the issue of sustainability in the industry.
Ijeoma Ndukwe reporting from Lomé and Paris. That's it from me, Anu Anand. It's my last day on the show, so thanks for listening and keep tuning in to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.